Hi, and welcome to Recap Revision. This episode is going to be about bioenergetics. The word equation for the photosynthesis reaction is carbon dioxide plus water to glucose plus oxygen. Glucose is the desired product here. Oxygen is made as a byproduct of this reaction. Plants take in water through their roots and carbon dioxide through their leaves. You may need to know the balanced symbol equation for photosynthesis. Just remember, there are 6 moles of carbon dioxide, 6 moles of water, 1 mole of glucose, and 6 moles of oxygen. Light is needed for photosynthesis to occur. It is an endothermic reaction, meaning it is a reaction that requires heat to be absorbed to work. The energy comes from light. Photosynthesis occurs in chlorophyll, a green compound in the subcellular structure chloroplasts. They are found in high numbers in palisade mesophyll cells, which are found in the top layers of the leaves. Algae can photosynthesize as well as plants. Some algae are single-celled, whilst others like seaweed are larger. Some algae have chlorophyll like plants, but others use different coloured photosynthetic pigments. These are seen in seaweeds, which are green, brown and red. More than 2/3 of the oxygen made every day is by photosynthetic algae in our oceans and not plants on land. Factors that affect the rate of photosynthesis include temperatures, carbon dioxide levels, light intensities, and chlorophyll. If any of these factors drop in rate, so will the rate of plants and algae photosynthesizing. If one or more of the conditions occur, the rate of photosynthesis becomes limited. This or these are then limiting factors. Anything that reduces or stops the rate of a reaction. It is important for farmers to reduce any limiting factors to ensure the maximum yield of their crops, the amount of an agricultural product. They can do this by keeping the plants warm in greenhouses or polytunnels, keeping burners there as well to produce carbon dioxide, and providing plants with maximum light levels. You will need to know about required practical 6, light intensity and photosynthesis. The aim is to investigate the effect of light intensity on the rate of photosynthesis using an aquatic organism such as pondweed. You will need a lamp, meter rulers, boiling tube, pondweed and water. First of all, set up the equipment. Place pondweed weighted with paperclip in water in a boiling tube clamped in position. Place a meter ruler on a flat surface and a lamp at one end. Place the boiling tube with pondweed in 10 cm from the lamp. Switch the light on and wait 2 minutes for the plant to acclimatise. Record the number of bubbles of oxygen given off in 1 minute. Then move the boiling tube a further 10 cm from the lamp and repeat. Repeat by increasing the distance every 10 cm up to 60 cm. With this required practical, you should be able to measure and calculate the rate of photosynthesis. You should also be able to describe the effects of the factors on the rate of photosynthesis and interpret one or more limiting factors. You should also be able to use the inverse square law and light intensity in the context of photosynthesis. When you draw out the graph for your results, as light intensity increases originally, so will the rate of photosynthesis. However, if you're doing it different ways, photosynthesis limited by temperature may be possible, for example, on a hot day or a cold day. However, at a certain point, the rate of photosynthesis will plateau or level out, suggesting that one of the other factors has become a limiting factor before. Glucose, a product of photosynthesis, provides plants and algae with chemical energy. There are 5 key ways shown. Glucose can be used for producing fats or oils for storage, combining with nitrates to make amino acids and proteins for growth, producing insoluble starch in leaves and storage organs, e.g. potatoes and seeds, making cellulose for structural growth, making new cell walls and increasing biomass, and respiration, to release energy for chemical reactions. We find plants or algae are present doing photosynthesis at the bottoms of almost all food chains on the planet, meaning this process of photosynthesis provides energy that supports almost all life on Earth. Without this, there would be very little life on the planet. Aerobic respiration is when energy is released from glucose in the presence of oxygen. It is essential for living organisms and occurs continuously in mitochondria found in the cytoplasm. Energy is released to complete the seven life processes: movement, reproduction, sensitivity, growth, respiration, excretion, and nutrition. The aerobic respiration word equation is glucose plus oxygen to carbon dioxide plus water. Respiration is exothermic. It transfers energy into its surroundings. It is a reaction that gives out heat energy. Respiration occurs all the time, unlike photosynthesis, which occurs just during the day. The equations for photosynthesis and respiration seem to be the opposite of each other. The reactants in respiration are the same as the products in photosynthesis, and vice versa. Photosynthesis, however, is endothermic and takes energy from its surroundings and stores in glucose. Respiration is exothermic and releases energy from glucose. These two equations work together for almost all life on the planet. Energy transferred by the sun's light mainly is converted by plants and algae into a chemical store of energy called glucose during photosynthesis. Energy for life processes is then transferred from glucose during respiration. The two main uses for this energy is 1. Heat energy to keep homeothermic or warm-blooded animals warm, and 2. A chemical store of energy used to build larger molecules and for processes like movement. Anaerobic respiration occurs when there is not enough oxygen to complete aerobic respiration. For example, vigorous exercise. You cannot breathe quickly or deeply enough to supply cells with sufficient oxygen. The equation for anaerobic respiration is glucose to lactic acid. Carbon dioxide and water cannot be produced because of the insufficient oxygen, so the intermediary product called lactic acid is made instead. Many scientists think that the build-up of this in muscles causes cramp. Muscles become fatigued and don't contract efficiently after long periods of vigorous exercise. Only 5% of the energy released in aerobic respiration is transferred during anaerobic respiration. The other 95% is stored within the lactic acid. After finishing exercising, breathing rate and volume do not reduce to normal immediately. They remain high until your body has absorbed enough oxygen to pay your body back the oxygen you owe it. This is oxygen debt, the temporary shortage of oxygen in respiring tissues and organs. The lactic acid can then be fully broken down into carbon dioxide and water, releasing the remaining 95% of the energy that was originally stored in glucose. The oxygen debt equation is lactic acid plus oxygen to carbon dioxide plus water. Lactic builds up in cells that are respiring anaerobically. This diffuses into the bloodstream from high concentration in the cells to a lower concentration in the blood. This is transported to the liver, where it diffuses from a high concentration in the blood to a lower concentration in the liver, where it's converted back into glucose. Plants and microorganisms also must complete respiration to release the energy they need to live. One process is fermentation, the chemical breakdown of glucose into ethanol and carbon dioxide by respiring microorganisms such as yeast. The equation is glucose to ethanol plus carbon dioxide. This is an economically important reaction to make bread and beer. But bread is not alcoholic because it is baked before we eat it. This evaporates away any alcohol. Your metabolism is the sum of all the chemical reactions in your body, including digestion, both types of respiration and protein synthesis. It is regulated by your thyroid gland, and the chemical reactions either break down large molecules into smaller ones or vice versa. In breakdown reactions, larger, more complicated molecules are broken down into smaller ones. They don't require much energy from respiration. For example, excess proteins obtained from your diet are broken down to form amino acids in your liver and broken down even further by the removal of an amine group. It forms urea, which is excreted by your kidneys in your urine. On the other hand, there are synthesis reactions, which turn smaller, often less complicated molecules into larger ones. These reactions often do require energy from respiration. Some examples include glucose, which is produced by plants and algae during photosynthesis. They can store the glucose as insoluble starch or convert it to cellulose to make cell walls. In animals, excess glucose can be stored as glycogen, an insoluble store of glucose in the liver. Lipids are fats and oils. These are made from three molecules of fatty acid and one of glycerol. Lipids are needed for cell membranes and as a store of chemical energy, fat. There is also glucose and nitrate ions, which are needed to make amino acids. These are joined together in the correct sequence to make protein during protein synthesis. Thank you for listening to this recap revision podcast on bioenergetics.